In 1595, the Orthodox bishop of what today in North Central Europe, together with five other bishops representing millions of Ukrainian Slavic people, sought reunification with Rome. John Koncherik, who took the name Josaphat in religious life, was to dedicate his life and die for the same cause. St. Josaphat became a Basilian monk of the Order of St. Basil, not a Brazilian monk. Soon after, St. Josaphat was ordained and became well known as a preacher and ascetic. He won most of the people by synods, catechetical instructions, reforms to the clergy who were getting themselves wives. His personal example and his saintly life impressed the existing clergy to live celibate lives. He did not change the holy liturgy of the Mass into the Latin Rite, but kept the Byzantine Rite operating. St. Josaphat Koncherik threw himself into the reunification of the Eastern Orthodox and Roman Catholic Church from the day he became bishop of modern-day Ukraine. A forceful man of fine sensibilities, he met with such success that his opponents dubbed him the Thief of Souls. On the eve of his martyrdom, St. Josaphat preached John 16:2. From this gospel we read, "Indeed, the hour is coming when those who kill you will think they are doing so by offering worship to God." He told his congregation, which consisted of an anti-unity mob of Eastern Orthodox Christians, "You want to kill me? You wait in ambush for me in the streets, on the bridges, on the highways, in the marketplace, everywhere you wait for me. Well, here I am. I came as your shepherd. You know I want to give my life to you. I am ready to die for union of the church under St. Peter and his successor, the Pope." My brothers and sisters, the shepherd, who is the priest, the ordained minister of God, is to offer his life for his flock. St. Maximilian Kolbe is a fine example. His soul was fired for this reason. His flock consisted also of SS Nazi murderers. It does not matter if the flock does not agree with the priest. The priest is to expose the wolves in the flock, to expose the error, announce the sin that is in his flock. The priest is not to seek popularity or to be ambitious. Instead, he is to be humble, he is to sanctify himself, and in so doing sanctify his flock and ready them for judgment. We heard in the gospel today that we know what our duty is according to our state of life. Well, we can never render to God sufficient. We can never thank him enough for our existence and our God-given gifts. However, we can give him homage through his mother. After all, that is the way Jesus wants it. He chose her as his mother. Our Lady always accompanied Jesus, the priest and victim, from his birth in poverty to his infancy spent in exile, from his youth passed in humble labour and obedient servants. His duty was to be a child of Mary, to honour and obey his earthly father Joseph and his holy mother Mary. When we fulfil our duty to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice, Romans 12:1, holy and pleasing to God, we are to become children of Mary. Thereby, she has the right to clean us of our soiled parts. At every part of Jesus' offering of himself, Mary willed to be alongside him. She wills to be alongside each and every one of us. She became co-redemptrix. She gave birth to God, not equal to, but necessary for God, and we know God deemed things this way. Our duty is to make up what is lacking in the suffering of Christ for the sake of his body, which is his church. Jesus was a perfect redeemer. However, he requires us with his cooperation to be co-redeemers and release the distribution of infinite graces acquired by himself, Jesus, on Calvary. We are needed to bring salvation to ourselves and the world. Yes, we are servants, servants of the Mother Mary, for our brother Jesus. Mary also wanted to be the handmaid of the Lord. As Our Lady was alongside and walked the way of the cross, so also she is alongside each of her children at the time of the prayer of the Most Holy Rosary and all Christo-centered prayer. She is alongside us at work in the hours of joy and suffering, of solitude and of abandonment. And remember, always pray daily for our Holy Father, the Pope. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.